Scripture reading for this Lord's Day is from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. This is the Gospel lectionary reading for this morning. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Please be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's been about 20 years or so now since Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, gave an acceptance speech for a Life Achievement Award at the Emmys, and it still just kind of stirs me inside when I think about it, and many people have said what he did was so incredibly memorable. He was called up to the stage and introduced as the best neighbor anyone has ever had. And then he walked up to the microphone and he said this: "Would you take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are? Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life. I'll watch the time." And so, to show that he was serious, Fred Rogers, he just looked down at his watch. And that what happened was the camera just panned the audience and took in all of the faces that were there. And what you could see was people were like biting their lips, afraid they were going to fall apart because they were so moved. You saw people with just tears running down their faces. Fred Rogers had performed a little magic again. I'd like for you to think for yourself about all those people who have cared about you, who have helped you become who you are, who wanted the best for you. Some of those folks may have been in this church. Now, I can still, as I look out, think about where certain individuals that we all love throughout the year sat. I mean, Ethel and Walt Leffert, right over there. And I don't know, for a long time, Ethel's cushion was still there where she sat. I'm not sure if it is still, but what a wonderful way to remember her.
Those pews can be uncomfortable, just saying. Well,
Astrid, Isabel Price, we think about Boyd and Jeanette Woodruff. I'll always carry within me the inspiration of seeing Ted Higgins stand and sing the hymns from memory, even though he had become blind. It was all so moving. I wish you could have been here where I am today. And we think of, you know, Jenny Nunn and Gail Clark, and I could go on and on and on. The list is incredibly long. Lori said today we had 40 people in the choir. Many of those folks have passed away, no longer with us, but are still here within our hearts. Are they not saints? So often we think of the word saint as applying to, you know, someone who was formally beatified, someone who is said to have had miraculous powers while they lived or performed great acts of heroism. And yet, we have to really step back from that understanding of saint for a moment. I've always loved the comment that one young girl made when she was asked, "What is a saint?" And she looked at the stained glass windows that were around in her sanctuary, and she said, a saint is someone which has the light shine through them. She had seen pictures, you know, in the stained glass. Probably that's the best definition we can come up with, and she was actually so biblically correct. I mean, the word saint in the Bible isn't used as sort of a way that's referential for important people, saint so-and-so. But we hear the word saint being used for ordinary people. Think about what we read by the hand of the author of Ephesians. "I pray that you may have the powers to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God." Here, this means, "I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all those in the community of faith." And when we say community of faith, we're thinking about those who are no longer with us. We are thinking about those with us today. And we are thinking about those in the future that will come along. You may realize that All Saints Day was last Tuesday. And today is All Saints Sunday, as it is practiced in many liturgical traditions. And why did that day get designated that way? Well, early on in the early church, after the aftermath of all the persecution, it was created as a day to lift up the lives of the faithful. The faithful who had just stood against violence, danger, peril, and sword, and they stood firm with courage, with determination, even though the ground was shaking under their feet. They were real, ordinary people who stood for values, who not only talked the talk, but walked the walk. They weren't honored for being perfect people. They were honored for doing the best they could in a courageous way in very, very difficult times. We live in very, very difficult times. How do we think about saints today? This past Chapel Wednesday that we had, when we came together, a few of us in the chapel with candlelight and a little bit of a time to reflect and with silence, I came across what I wanted to share because it was at the hand of Richard Rohr. He has written some wonderful things about the value of silence, and so I shared that with folks that were there. But as I was preparing for the evening, I found this wonderful, wonderful quote by Richard Rohr, and I want to share it with you today. He has said this: "All of us are much larger than the good or bad stories we tell about ourselves. Don't get caught up in my story,
my hurts, my agenda, it's too small. It's not the whole you, not the great you. It's not the great river. It's not where life is really going to happen. It's easy to forget that we are part of a greater story. And yes, we may say that the saints are what the light shines through, but we know why. Why they let the light shine through, and it's because they know their own private story is too small. Their own agenda is far too limiting. They know they are a part of a greater story, the story that God is creating. Could it be that there's a good description there in that I just shared with you for those people who have helped you personally along the way? Those the folks that I invited you to think about a little bit earlier. Maybe they were people who pushed you to be better than you were at the time. We're doing a book study on the book I Am Malala. And I mentioned to the group what I think is a great definition of love. Love is the willingness and ability to allow another person to make decisions for him or herself without satisfying my personal need. And maybe those folks who helped you along the way, it showed that kind of unconditional love. It wasn't that they didn't guide you or support you or encourage you or tell you right from wrong, but they have allowed you to do what you needed to do, and they believed in your capacity to do it, to become all who you needed to be. Jesus' criticism of the Pharisees, it's so straightforward here. And it's because they were living lives that were actually very opposites of saintly ways, you know? I love how Eugene Peterson, he has this paraphrase called The Message, paraphrase of the Bible, and he has put Jesus' criticism of the Pharisees in language that we can really understand today. He has said, they talk a good line, but they don't live it. They don't take into their hearts and live it out in their behavior. It's all spit and polish and veneer. We know about spit and polish and veneer. And Jesus ends his critique by reflecting on what might truly be called saintly behavior. All who exalt themselves will be humbled. All who humble themselves will be exalted. Eugene Peterson puts this in this way. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. I think possibly one of the best ways we can evaluate our own lives and think about the value of them is to think about what we want to live on after we are gone. How do we want to be remembered? Trying to get folks to think about this, one pastor said to his flock, what would you like people to say when you're in your casket? It's pretty blunt. One congregant said, I'd like them to say that I was a fine family man. Pretty good. Another congregant said, I'd like them to say that I helped other people. Pretty good. A third person said, I'd like them to say, look, I think he's moving. You know, you gotta admit that's pretty good. But when we think about what we want to leave behind, I can guarantee it won't be in terms of, you know, how much stuff we have or how big our bank account is or how much we have achieved, but it will be how well we treated others. We'll be remembered for how we went out of our way, for how we lived generous lives, generous in terms of our time and our commitment, sharing our talents, right? right? Sharing love, the love of God. As we carry on here at Wilson Memorial Union Church, let's do so on behalf of the faithful that have been before us. Let's not let them down. And let's rise to the occasion. The occasion is one that God sets before us. We need to remember that our own private story, our own small story, our own little agenda is nothing compared to God's greater story. We are part of that greater story that God is creating. Amen. Let us pray. O God of our hearts and our minds, give us the willingness and the courage for the living of these days. Let us step out in faith and in hope. Help us be the people you call us to be. In Christ's name, amen.